Skagway also has an open assembly seat. That vacancy drew 4 applicants, including 2 who are especially young. Nathan Helmer is 21 years old and has lived in Skagway for about 2 years.
I hear people talking, you know, they're kind of concerned about the direction of the city, different financial concerns. I've always been interested in political process, and I've tried to keep aware of the different issues locally, nationally, statewide.
The telecom technician thought the assembly could use a younger voice, so he turned in a letter of interest for the vacant seat. Little did he know he wouldn't be the youngest person to apply.
Well, I think that my youthful aspect would find ways to benefit future generations of Skagwegians in general and possibly, I don't know, see things that some other people wouldn't necessarily recognize or notice.
Dominic Rotier is 19 years old and has been in Skagway about 3 years. He graduated from high school in 2016 and runs a delivery business with his mother. Like Helmer, he wants to bring a fresh perspective to the assembly. The seat that's up for grabs was occupied for the last 2.5 years by Angela Greaser. She resigned due to health issues. In an interview before she stepped down, Greaser said she hoped women would apply for the vacancy. The other 5 assembly members are men. Monica Carlson is the only woman out of the 4 applicants. She is also the only one who has served in Skagway government before as a city council member.
I believe it's a pivotal time for Skagway's waterfront development, and I'm a person of solutions, so I'm hoping that I can help the council and the city go into the future with an eye to the future.
Plans to renovate and clean up contamination on the waterfront have stalled in the past couple years. A private company, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, controls much of the port. Carl Klupar also thinks the stalemate over waterfront development should be Skagway's first priority. Klupar is a longtime resident and owner of the historic Skagway Inn.
My whole life has been in operating businesses and getting programs to work and figuring out what people want and seeing how you deliver it. And that's kind of the way I think.
When asked what issues the assembly should address in the near future, all 4 assembly applicants brought up Skagway's housing shortage, which some called a crisis. The assembly meets Thursday. At that gathering, the group may set a committee meeting to discuss the letters of interest. Just like in Haines, the Skagway Assembly is in the middle of establishing a spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year. They are also in the midst of a new port planning process with help from an outside consultant. The appointed assembly member's term will last about 5 months until the October election. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.